And welcome. It's now time for Open for Business with the City of Santa Fe. And with us is our friend Eric Renz Whitmore. Good afternoon, Eric.
Good afternoon. It's always great to be back with you here on K Suave. It's just great to be here and talk a little bit about what we're doing here in the community.
Eric, we have a special guest that we want to introduce to our listening audience today, Deborah Torres. Welcome, Deborah.
Thank you. Thank you for having me today.
Well, Erica, you brought along Deborah for today, and let's do a little introductions with what Deborah does here in our community.
Well, quick, just sort of fleshing things out. We've been adding a couple of staff members to kind of get fully staffed so we can really serve the different neighborhoods and different groups here in Santa Fe. So we're really excited to bring Deborah on. She's been on with us about a month with us. And can you tell us about the program that we're working with at UNM?
Yes, absolutely. So I work with UNM Rainforest Innovators as a contractor to City of Santa Fe as their tribal liaison.
Great. Fantastic. Share a little bit about yourself.
So I am born and raised in New Mexico, been in Santa Fe for about 18 years, and have been in the community of development with tribes and entrepreneurship and economic development for a little over 20 years. I have a small contract now with the City of Santa Fe, and the rest of the time I am a realtor.
Excellent.
Very cool, Eric.
We've just been sort of blessed by the folks that we brought on staff. And I'll mention, we also have a contractor, another contractor in the room, and we're not talking about, building stuff at your house. We work with Kat Walsh with High Vibe Brands. She is like the social media queen of Santa Fe. So she's just been doing an excellent job for us. So really happy to have her, even if I get a little shy and don't want to appear on camera.
I had an opportunity to meet her, and we want to send a shout out as well to High Vibe Brands. Met at the Del Norte Credit Union DeVargas branch for the Santa Fe Chamber of Commerce event that was happening. And so that was our first opportunity to meet, and great stuff.
Yeah, so many good people, and we're glad to be working with so many of them with our Office of Economic Development.
Well, Eric, every month we have an opportunity to get together, chat, talk about Open for Business, City of Santa Fe Economic Development Initiatives, upcoming events and whatnot. Why don't you take it from here?
I'll tell you, the spring and summer, it's just I think we had part of a week where there might have been a vacation sometime recently. There may have been some hail. I may have heard a little bit about that. But actually, if you wouldn't mind, Deborah, can you tell us a little bit about what's coming up this week?
Yes, absolutely. So the first thing that's kicking off this week is Native Fashion Week. SWAIA, Southwest American Indian Association, is presenting a Native fashion show. All week long, they're having various events throughout the week. The main event is on Friday and Saturday at the Convention Center.
Awesome. Awesome.
Fantastic. That sounds great. Fashion. I need some fashion tips myself.
Well, I know where we should be this weekend.
Exactly.
Let's see, a couple other things. So I'm just going to run down a whole bunch of different events, and we'll talk through those. So one of them that's coming up actually today is SCORE. We work with SCORE chapter of Santa Fe in Northern New Mexico. They've got an event from Contacts to Catalysts, how to build a network to move your business forward. They've got a special in-person event, in-person workshop that's taking place tonight, May 8th from 5:30 to 7 p.m. And that's over at the Santa Fe Business Incubator. And that's part of, it's also Small Business Week. We've got a couple different things going on. A lot of those are online and elsewhere, but that's a special event that SCORE Santa Fe is doing. A different thing that we're doing associated with small businesses is this Saturday is the Holiday Mercado. So the Southside Feria has a couple sort of different brands, right. But one of the things they're doing, and what I love about this is their pre-Mother's Day special.
I love it.
So if you're looking for your last minute gifts, you're looking for something, photos, bring your mom, they'll have a lot of different activities. This is taking place. This is an event from the Santa Fe Chamber, and we work with them on it. But they've got photographers, they've got sort of craftspeople, they've got a variety of different small businesses that'll be there ready to sell you some good stuff and help you celebrate Mother's Day this weekend.
Well, since you brought up the chamber, we should send a shout out to Bridget Dixon and to Christy Salzar and all the crew there. This is a, like you said, it's a great event to pick up a Mother's Day gift.
It sure is. And I've had very little to do with it myself. A colleague, Liz Camacho, and worked with the Santa Fe Chamber to kind of get this off the ground. Yeah, Liz is awesome. Everyone loves Liz. But yeah, it's just a great opportunity. And it's good to feel the spirit of small business folks and families coming together. It's a very family friendly kind of event. So very happy about that. Oh, I'm not sure if I mentioned it's from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
They're at the Fraternal Order of Police.
On a different topic, this coming week on the 13th, there's actually two events that we're involved with. One is El Ceylon. We've been working with Kurt Doty on this series of AI conversations. This one is about the neuroscience of leadership. And frankly, I don't know what to make of that, but I know it'll be fascinating because he always gets great guests. There's always good folks in the audience who are asking questions. And also that night is, there's been this construction on Guadalupe Street for quite a while now. And it's getting into those final phases, but that still doesn't feel good for the businesses that are, you know, on that street and impacted by that construction. So what's happening also on May 13th, and this will be at the New Mexico School for the Arts, is the city, our Office of Economic Development is working with other city divisions and the construction company on the project. And they're hosting a community meeting really to just identify or talk about the road construction and kind of what the next phases are, what the next steps are.
So important.
Absolutely. It's great to get the businesses involved. I know economic impact, good or bad, happens during construction. Everybody can look forward to when it's completed.
Yeah.
How vibrant they can continue their impact.
That's what we're hoping for, is to try and find some ways of how can we do a better job of promoting and really bringing the community together to celebrate the great, you know, the great shops, the great restaurants, et cetera, that are all along Guadalupe Street. So really eager to see what comes out of that event and get through the summer and really enjoy those businesses.
Fantastic.
A different event that we do on a quarterly basis, it almost snuck up on me this time, is on May 14th, also that week, from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. You know, we do this event called Business 101. Mm-hmm. And what that is if you are thinking about starting a business, or if you've just, say, got your business license, this talks through the process of what you need to do to get your business ready to start. And then it also talks about some of the resources that we have available to help that business grow. So we work with the Planning and Land Use Department at the city, kind of walk through how it works to actually sign up, what paperwork you need beforehand. And then we'll talk a little bit about some of the partners we work with in the community that help network those businesses and help them promote themselves.
This is so important, Eric. We've talked about people often start with a passion. They start with something they love to do in life. And obviously there are building blocks that are needed and required to actually run a business. And this Business 101 is such a great resource for people to tap into. So if you are interested in starting, running your business, really recommend this Business 101.
Well, and it's so many folks, and Deborah, I think you've been in this. Folks don't necessarily know what questions to ask if you haven't been through it before.
Right. What kind of advice do you have? I mean, you know, if somebody's thinking of starting their business, you know, share a little bit about what you know, some of your ideas there.
Absolutely. So I think one of the things that I look forward to, and hopefully we're with this messaging, we can get some of the Native Americans here in Santa Fe participating in this. I know everybody's always creative, but what does that look like in terms of a business? What are those next steps? And so I think with the resources that are provided with the Business 101, that's a great way to start. I think sometimes people don't know where that first place is to start, whether it's, do I go get a license first? Do I get the name first? Do I register the business? All of these things impact how your business flows. And so I always say Business 101 is a great place to get started.
I'm glad you're promoting the office. That's fantastic.
It did so well. Great job. Great job.
Let's see. Also that day, we talked a little bit about the Santa Fe Chamber. They've got a new event, the new kind of initiative they're launching. It's called Santa Fe Rising.
Okay.
And what they're looking for is that's a sort of a young professionals event that they're doing May 14th. That's from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. That's on the, I'm not sure if my French pronunciation, I'm not sure if I could pronounce English words.
Hervé. So,
Hervé Wine Bar. Yes, exactly. And what they're doing is they're just bringing together young professionals, because really that's the spirit that kind of carries us forward into sort of that next generation and the next, you know, the next growth phase for City of Santa Fe. So really excited that they're doing that. Really, yeah, just another good thing that Bridget and the team are doing over at Santa Fe Chamber.
Great.
Let's see, a different event. I think this might be sold out. Occasionally, there's ways of, I don't know, getting online and scalping. I'm just kidding. But Pecha Kucha Night
what
is...
you can to get in.
Yeah, I know. I told you I was in a weird mood. Pecha Kucha Night, and that's from Creative Santa Fe. And it is just, it's a jewel. It's this is an event that happens worldwide. We know that this is one of the best events in the world that Pecha Kucha does, or that it has that Pecha Kucha brand. And it's because the folks at Creative Santa Fe do such a great job of curating and working with the speakers to make sure that they're getting their message across, that they're telling their story. I know that there's a couple folks from, say, the city that are involved. I know there's sort of a biking or cycling theme that's part of it. So I'm really excited about this one. That's from 6 to 8 p.m. That's over at Site Santa Fe. Arrive on the early side because you want to get a good seat, and these things always fill up.
I want to send a shout-out to Sirocamole.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Sirocamole with Creative Santa Fe. Just recently saw her at the NDI dance performance. And a lot of great things with Creative Santa Fe. So this is going to be Pecha Kucha Night. Really looking forward to this one as well.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. let's see. Just jump in, continuing on. A couple things that are also happening that are happening that weekend. And that is on May 16th. Actually, I guess this is Friday. On May 16th, there is the Baca Street Block Party.
Ooh, I'm always down.
Yeah, exactly. So this is 1 to 6. So they've got food, they've got artists, they've got small businesses. Yeah. So this is a great thing. It's put together from the Rail Yard organization, but just to kind of celebrate one of the places, one of the parts of the Rail Yard that doesn't always get that attention. But there's going to be music. It'll be fun. Also fun will be the Broadband Job Fair, a networking event that takes place at Santa Fe Community College. I'm sorry, it's Santa Fe Community College's Higher Education Center. And that's running from 3 to 5 p.m. There are a ton of jobs. People may be seeing in the news that there is additional funding that's been available for broadband. They need people to help install broadband in the Santa Fe area and, frankly, throughout New Mexico. So this is a nice opportunity for folks who, especially folks who've got those skills. But if you're interested in getting those skills in order to get those jobs, this will also be a good opportunity to learn more about how to get down that road.
Yeah, what a great opportunity.
Right. I mean, we've seen a lot of investment being made into fiber optic infrastructure. We know that there's always that discussion about the last mile mm-hmm. of fiber optics being made and placed into people's businesses or into their neighborhoods. Having the workforce that's able to do that helps the economy grow.
And it sure
because does. There's that correlation between broadband and economic growth. So this is such a great job fair because
And also helps the trades industry. I think mm-hmm. sometimes we lack folks wanting to get into the trade industry, and so this is a way to see some of the opportunities available.
Yeah, absolutely right.
That's a great point. Thank you. A couple more things on my list or on our, and these are all in our newsletter. We have three different newsletters that we publish on a regular basis from Office of Economic Development. This is twice monthly. We do the Business Resource Newsletter, usually the first and third Monday of the month. I think we change that every once in a while if there's a holiday, but for the most part, it's the first and third Monday of the month. In addition to that, there's a general newsletter that comes out at the end of the month, and that's sort of a recap. It's really kind of a point of view of the Office of Economic Development, some of the things that we've been watching, some of the different events and activities we've been participating in. Last one I want to mention, which is the one that really goes to this, is there's one that's specific about workforce. And that usually comes out about the second or third week of the month. But that should be coming up right before this, right before that event. Couple more things, just a few more things to add. We've been doing this Equal Ground series with the Human Rights Alliance of Santa Fe. That's been going really well. They recently opened their community space, and this will be, I think this is the first one of these events that's taking place at their community space. And that's on May 28th. Always a cup of coffee, always a friendly group. And talking about, you know, what makes for a safe space? How can we make the businesses and the environments that we have here in Santa Fe, how can we make them welcoming and easy places to go into so folks are comfortable being themselves?
Right.
Last two on my list. I feel like I'm sprinting through. I think it's because I have additional audience
You're
folks
doing
and
a great
I feel
job.
Like I'm okay.
You're doing a great job. Wonderful job.
I won't hide under the table until we're done. There's two other events I want to mention, and one is with one of the partners we already have mentioned, Beyond Profit. This is a great series. It's put together, it's a partnership really between Creative Santa Fe and the UNM Center for Responsible Entrepreneurship. And it's talking about a variety of issues around how entrepreneurs and how we can invest in a healthier future for ourselves and our communities. Let's see. This is taking place. It's on June 4th. It's from 5:30 to 8 p.m. It's at Santa Fe Christ Church. And this one, they've got really high-end speakers who are coming in to do sort of a panel, individual speakers, but it's always just a really inspiring and thought-provoking event. So I'm really happy that they're doing that. Also that same night, so this will be a busy night for some of us, is Canyon Road Summer Walk is going to kick off. It's the first one on June 4th as well. So let's see. Have you been to the Summer Walk?
I have. It is awesome. Do want to send a shout out to all the folks that are mm-hmm. putting together the Canyon Road Summer Walk. We plan on being there. They're going to have live music. Uh-huh. It's going to be a great opportunity for our community to get together. I was just looking at a social media video reel earlier this morning from the 1950s, if you can believe. There was some video shot in the 1950s that talked about the music and the community coming together along Canyon Road and all the get-togethers that they would have, and just revitalizing and mm-hmm. continuing on that spirit today is something that we're really happy about. And we'll be participating, and we want to see everyone in Santa Fe there too.
Absolutely. I think I'm going to jump in real quick. There's a couple of new galleries on Canyon Road, and one of them is Native American-owned.
Ah.
I will think of the name and get back with you all, but I think that's a great opportunity mm-hmm. to see a diverse culture going in on some of the newer parts of Canyon Road and some of the buildings that others have.
And I think one of the things that I've loved about these events is – And I'll say we already mentioned that block party. Hopefully we'll have something maybe similar that takes place along Guadalupe. But, any great city is also a city of great neighborhoods, right? So there's these different places you get to go. This Canyon Road Summer Walk, just the wide variety of people, all ages, all colors, just all sorts of different folks walking up and down, having a great time. It's just one of those things that really – it makes me a little misty. It makes me celebrate Santa Fe.
Well, I tell you, when we talk about Canyon Road and these wonderful galleries, often we think of our wonderful visitors that come to our city. Mm-hmm. But this is a wonderful opportunity for those of us that live in Santa Fe and call Santa Fe home to continue to do these walks, gather together as a community, make new friends, and have a good time. So, yeah, I do want to encourage folks that live here to attend and get out there and do it.
Definitely. I think that's a key thing. It's something we try to do with some of our other events is that when you're living wherever you're living, sometimes you forget about these different
How
jewels
cool.
and
right.
these different places. And so what we try to do with some of our partners and some of these other great organizations is give that little extra nudge to, hey, why don't you get out the door and go to this thing and meet up with some people maybe you don't know, or bring your friends.
Absolutely. I think family-friendly events are uh-huh. huge for Santa Fe. We really would like to develop more of that so that we can see a lot of our young people doing different things out in the community. I think that's an avenue that keeps everyone safe.
Yeah, that's a great point. And I'm not sure if I mentioned it before, that's from 5 to 8 p.m. Show up early and stay long. Have some food, do some cool things.
Great way to kick off summer.
Yeah, it sure is. It sure is. And there's so much stuff going on with Pride Month in June. We're not going to get into that right here, right now. But it's going to be a good, busy summer here in Santa Fe. So just really excited to be part of the OED team and working with so many great businesses and partners.
Well, you know, the important thing, folks, is get involved. I mean, there's lots of different opportunities to get involved. You can get involved by going to the Santa Fe Chamber. You can go to the Santa Fe Chamber events. You can get involved by going to these community events that you mentioned over the course of this program, and it helps Santa Fe thrive, and Santa Fe definitely is open for business. So,
ooh,
yeah.
my work partner here, Deborah, mentioned we should make sure, and I know there's usually a link, but we should make sure the best way to find out about all of these different events with us is our newsletters.
Yep.
So I mentioned the newsletters before, but the best way to sign up, it's one word, OED newsletter at santafenm.gov. Rolls off the tongue. It's easy peasy. Oh, it's like falling off your bed.
Right. It's that easy.
Cool. Well, any final shout outs before we finish? I mean, Deborah, you want to say hello to your family, your friends, anybody?
Thank you, everyone. And make this summer in Santa Fe the best ever.
Great. Eric, any final shout-outs?
We will bring on a few other members of the team with OED, but just really excited to be working with Deborah. This is kind of a long time coming, and hopefully this is an initiative that's going to grow. So thankful to her, and really thankful to thankful to a whole lot of people.
Yeah. Well, you said it. Thank you to Kat and High Vibes. Thank you, Deborah. Thank you, Erica. Thank you, Johanna, and everybody that's working behind the scenes to make this happen. We sure appreciate it, and we're looking forward to our summer here in Santa Fe, open for business. Thank you so much.